I wonder if Audioboo ever gets approached by governmental types asking for sound data. Or maybe they just scrape the whole site and take all the clips. I bet by now they could make me, Christian, Dave, a bunch of other people say whatever they want them, us to say from all the variances in our voices. I don't know where that came from. Also, another thing that popped into my head. Band name, Rancid Aluminium. Rancid Aluminium. I don't know if that's already a name of a band, but it just popped into my head about 2 minutes ago. That is what kind of state of mind I'm in right now. Although we do have a band, we have 13 bands playing actually on the 27th at Conkers this month, and it's going to be epic in the amphitheatre. We've got a 15k rig. It's going to be like a little bloody festival down there. It's going to be ace. Anyway, babble-tastic. Butter Magnet, Dave, thank you, man. I listened to half of it, and then the fucking phone played up, and just, like, technology failed. So I'm going to get to where I'm going to, which is a dentist, to talk about when I'm going to have my crowns done. Fucking yay. And then I'll play the rest. I am just so dosed up on Nurofen right now. I shouldn't probably be driving, and I still don't feel right. My head is all over the place. It's like, I don't know, it's like somebody's put a Amiga Fat Agnes chip in my head, and I've got a blitter chip running my visual cortex rather than my normal human retinas, and it's not healthy. Because I'm out of sync. The world seems slightly less agreeable like this. But also I get a kick out of that as well. What am I on about? Man on a bike. Knock him off. Bosh. In the countryside, nobody notices. Rah. Yeah. Sound well healthy. Not doing a lot for my mental health with this Audioboo. Just at a junction. Just 1 second. Because I've got this crammed between my legs. So to speak. I'm just flagging somebody to come. That sounded terrible on audio. Right. Okay. I shouldn't be going to the dentist, but I can't. This is an epic thing that I've been building up to for ages. I've been going over to Leicester. I've been doing various modifications on my mouth, like I'm, you know, I've got a bit part in a futuristic new version of a James Bond film, and I'm going to be Jaws. And they've been tinkering and messing about and all sorts, and I've just got some dental floss, and I've just been sort of doing the do with that. And I shouldn't be going down there really, because I'm not well. And once I've been in here, I'm going to head back home, and I'm going to sit in a beanbag and just try and get some more sleep, or just try and sleep this off. I presume it's rest that I need, but my head is so heavy. I had another bath this morning after going out for an appointment at 9:20, which was overbooked 5 times. So they're about to move it to the 18th of March, which could be awkward as well. And that set off a whole suite of other things in my head as to what I need to do regarding voluntary work if I go anywhere out of the country, and how that affects my great decision from yesterday. So there's a whole bunch of additional thought processes I need to think about, which is annoying because I was quite happy and, you know, set, if you like. But I'm not gonna just give up doing my expenses paid voluntary charity stuff, because I think that's the only way I'm gonna progress. If I'm still working, still fresh with my tools, I don't want to be like the rest of the bloody zombies that are in there just collecting cash, you know. But no, anyway, I'm just a bit spun out. So yesterday was amazing. About to say fucking awesome, but I'd sort of reserve myself. Yesterday was amazing. It really went well, and I don't have to worry so much about the house right now, and it's sparked off a new inspired low maintenance me. And I'm thinking of, you know, doing little bits and bobs around the house, because I don't have to crucially find a massive amount of money straight away for lots of things, which is what I was doing for 2-3 years. It was literally hand to mouth. And now, you know, it's a case of, got a little bit of breathing room, and I should really invest my time in that breathing room and turn it to my favour. I'm supposed to be going over to Nottingham tomorrow morning, and I've got to get well for tomorrow. CJ might have to do the interviews because I'm just not with it right now. But yeah, still a busy couple of days to go. I've got template designs I need to do. I need to talk to the two bands that I went and sort of showed them how to use auto-posting additional social media services last night. I need to email them. I've just got tons to do, and I'm in the wrong place to do it. I need to be over in Nottingham, but I can't travel like this. I'm like an experimental zombie. I feel like I've been geotagged, and they're just sort of pumping me full of drugs and seeing what I'll do next. Sort of like an experimental mobile zombie advert. God, my head's twisted. Right, I'm nearly there, so I'm going to stop this babble. I seem to be doing a lot of babbling these days. I do apologise if you're expecting some words of wisdom, but you get everything with me, completely transparent. The good, the bad, the evil. Jesus, where am I? I don't know where I am. Is that the road I want? Yeah, that's the road I want. Awesome. Yeah, you get it all. The good stuff, the bad stuff, the interviews, Audio Boo channel is... It'd be good if you could have categories, actually. Mark Rock, at Mark Rock, can I have categories so I can put all my babble into a separate category? That would be great. Thank you. Right. Turn left. Eyes here.